This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. Nearly 3 months after a Montana Rail-Link train derailed near Reed Point, Montana, spilling 419,000 pounds of asphalt into the Yellowstone River, the state of Montana has issued a do-not-eat advisory for any fish caught on a nearly 50-mile stretch of the Yellowstone River from the Indian Fort fishing access site near Reed Point going east to the Highway 212 bridge in Laurel. A trio of agencies that work on public health, environmental quality, and fish and wildlife issues adopted the Do Not Consume advisory after sampling revealed hydrocarbon concentrations in fish tissue high enough to raise human health concerns. The specific hydrocarbons that arose in sampling data include naphthalene, acenaphthalene, and two forms of methyl naphthalene. All are forms of polycyclic aromatic hydrocarbons, or PAHs, a class of chemicals found in coal, crude oil, and gasoline. Chronic exposures to PAHs can cause cancer. Ingesting high levels of PAHs has been linked to lung, kidney, skin, and gastrointestinal issues in animal studies. FWP has said it would be difficult to determine the source of the contamination, though the sampling effort is related to the derailment-related release of asphalt, which is made with the heavier constituents of crude oil. Long-nosed suckers, shorthead red horse, rainbow trout, brown trout, and mountain trout were included in the sampling. Fish were pulled from sections of the river both upstream and downstream of the bridge that collapsed in late June, plunging 10 rail cars into the river and spilling toxic asphalt. FWP said multiple species showed levels of various PAHs high enough to warrant an advisory to avoid all consumption. The advisory was published about 5 weeks after DEQ issued a similar advisory for mountain whitefish downstream of the derailment due to sampling that found elevated levels of phenanthrene in that species. A 12-year-old boy from Florida used CPR that he learned from watching the TV series Stranger Things to save a man who had passed out in a pool. Austin McMillan, 12 years old, sprang into action when he noticed a man in danger of drowning. McMillan and his behavioral therapist, Jason Paquette, were swimming in a pool when Paquette attempted to see how long he could hold his breath underwater. The 12-year-old McMillan said, "It was like 5 to 6 minutes he was under the water, and I was like, that's way too long. He cannot do that." Paquette said, "I think I passed out in about 30 seconds, and I don't know why." A surveillance camera focused on the pool shows Austin recognizing something is wrong, swimming to the man, Paquette, and hoisting him to safety in the shallow end of the pool, then dashing out of the water to call for help. A security camera showed Austin sprinting outside the home where the incident took place while screaming for help. The video then shows Austin returning to Paquette's side to perform CPR. Austin said, "I just saw it from a TV show, Stranger Things. After I gave him CPR, he woke up a few minutes later." Paquette regained consciousness as Austin's father returned home and called 911. Both the McMillan and Paquette families said they hope the incident serves as a reminder of two things: the importance of CPR and of teaching children how to dial 911 on locked cell phones, something that iPhones and Androids both provide as options. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.